So now in the fifth verse we have Nirmana Moha Jita Sangadosha Adhyatma Nitya Vinivritta Kamaha Dvandvaihi Vimuktaha Sukhadukha Sangyai Gacchanti Amudaha Padam Avyayam Tat. Nirmana Moha. They are freed from pride and delusion. Jita Sangha Dosha. The defect that arises out of attachment is conquered. Jita Sangha Dosha. Adhyatma Nityaha. They are seated in their soul. Vinivritta Kamaha. Where all the desires are finished, exhausted. Dvandvaihi Vimuktaha. There are no dualities. Sukha Dukha Sangnehi. There are no signs of either Sukha or Dukha. It is to that padam, gacchanti amudaha, those who are awakened, amudaha, those who are awakened, gacchanti padam avyayam tat. They reach that avyayam padam, that inexhaustible, immobile reality, which is beyond immobility also. That avyayam tat, that state of stability you reach. That reality is so luminous, Natad Vasayate Suryaha. Sun is not needed to illuminate. Na Shashankaha Na Pavakaha. You don't need the moon to make it illumined. You don't need fire to illuminate. Yad Gatva Na Nivartante Tad Dhamma Paramam Mama. Having reached there, after reaching my Paramam Dhamma, my supreme abode, you do not return. Mama eva anshaha jiva loke jiva bhutaha sanatana manah shasthani indriyani prakritisthani karshante. Now comes a detailed description of the bondage and liberation. The bondage was just described a little when we were told that the branches of the cosmos, which are full of various leaves, which are desires of various kinds, they enter, they cast their roots into human beings and bind them. That is the bondage. Now, who is bound? The one who is bound is Supreme Himself. Mama evanshaha, Supreme as my own portion. Mama evanshaha jiva bhuta, the jiva is bound. But jiva is who? Mama evanshaha, it is myself. I am myself. My own portion, which is sanatanaha, which is eternal, which is immortal, it is that jiva, he karshati, he himself attracts. There is a purpose in it. So he karshati, manaha shashtani indriyani prakritisthani. There are six indriyas, the five senses of which we are aware, and mana is also the sixth sense, because without manas, indriyas do not function. Manaha shashtani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. It is this jiva who attracts by bondage, is not by force, not by compulsion. It is my own self has decided to enter into bondage. This is quite a different view from bondage which is known normally.
Fourth portion is what dwells in the world.
The God
or Paramatma.
That's right.
So this is...
The fourth portion, it is the Vedic idea. The three portions are above and the fourth is in this world. It is to show that I am not in them, although they are in me. That the whole cosmos, not only jiva, it is the whole cosmos, is only one-fourth of the Supreme. So that three-fourths is outside it, therefore he is not in them, in that sense. But here, the bondage is now explained. How have you become bound to this world and to this body? It is because the soul itself, the jivatman itself, has attracted, has decided, consented. This bondage is not out of compulsion. We ourselves decided to be bound. The moment you decide that you do not want bondage, bondage will not be. we are attracting. Jiva bhutaha mama evanshaha karshati. It attracts. It attracts the indriyas, all the senses. Basically, all our bondage is nothing but the attraction of all the senses towards the self, towards our soul. It is as it were, we enter into the body and all the senses as it were capture. That is because the soul itself attracts them. And as a result of that, there is a bondage. This is one of the great truths of the Rigvedic knowledge. Nothing happens to any individual which is not consented to by the individual. It is because we have consented to it for a special purpose that this happens. Pardon? Let me speak. But now it's 12:30 already. We do one thing. If I get time on Tuesday, I shall answer this question. We shall, if it is possible for you to find time on Tuesday afternoon at about 5 o'clock, if it is coming to all of you. All right.
Anytime.
Anytime for you. So Tuesday, 5 o'clock, if you have time, I'll let you know. All right. Then we shall deal with this very important question. All right. This is the most important question you asked, in fact. All right. We shall do it. Today we finish now.
Okay.
All right.